Recently, my father last year came out of retirement. He was an engineer, and I saw him dead. And he was the most miserable person I've ever seen. And just recently, he's like, fuck this retirement, I am back. The other day, I was listening to this podcast with the founder of Spotify. And he said that around the age of 22, he retired. And then he bought the Ferrari, got the fancy house and everything. And then start noticing that his, social circle. Actually, what he said is the girls. He said, I got the girls I want, but not for the good reasons, because they were after something. So as a successful CEO, young and pretty,
not so young anymore. I turned 30, my friend.
It's nothing, man. You're still a baby.
Nah, I
I
wish.
wasn't the birthday. Good party.
Always a good party. It was a big party. Huh?
Yeah. So how do you deal with this? Because I had my fair share of this, and the most depressing thing was for me is when I, from Monday to Thursday, nobody is asking about me, but on Fridays and Saturdays, my phone is blowing up. Everyone wanna go out, everyone wanna sit in my table in the fanciest club in the VIP. And every Monday hungover, I would think, and it's like, nobody is asking me. I have the wrong friends. How do you deal with that? Because I'm curious. Like, at your level of success, you have the
Look, I
entourage.
wouldn't want to probably like over boast or overestimate the level of success that I've achieved. Yeah, I mean, I consider myself as obviously reasonably successful. Probably more well off than majority of society and probably than vast majority of people my age. But then again, there are people who are tremendously more successful, tremendously smarter, more handsome or bright. And it was like my father used to always tell me, look, there is always somebody who's smarter, richer, funnier and better looking than you. And then this is very much true. Yeah. And I never like really pay attention to those things, like whether somebody's like doing this for me or for some other reasons. Yeah. I mean,
Let me help you answer the question. How do you, I call them parasites. When you have money, they are around. When you don't, they are not around. How do you deal with parasites? Because we come from pretty much the same social, well, we have the same social circle here in Warsaw. We hang out at the same places, restaurants, clubs, da, 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 da. And we all know these people. They are like,
You know what?
how do you keep distance? I'm saying this because our episode, it was about boundaries. We talked a lot about boundaries, how you keep that, you protect.
You know what? I think, because a lot of people know me here, especially
Exactly.
And I'm very like nice to everyone and very friendly and very, but also I really hang out with a handful of people. Yeah, I don't really go out and make friends. Yeah, I don't really go out and talk with everyone. And I would say hi, and I would hug, and I would be like very cool. But I'm really, in fact, a very private, small circle kind of person. And that is not because I'm afraid of, of somebody taking advantage. It's just the way I am. It's just that I don't feel like I have friendships for years, yeah. And people that are with me, they're with me like for half my life and or whatsoever. And the point is that I was always a little bit like luckier perhaps than the than others. And I never have this idea that somebody's with me because of some advantages or so. Maybe I'm a little bit naive, but I don't really see this,
So you're not suffering from this.
I'm definitely
Okay.
not
So
suffering
you're
from
doing
this.
something good. You gotta share, because every successful person has this problem. Because I know I talk with a lot of CEOs and founders, and they're like, they are all lonely and alone, and they're like, man, all what you want is some real friends. And I say, I share your pain. We all go through this. And
I would say it's a little bit lonely at the top. That is true, yeah. And like I said, I don't have a, I don't hang out with everyone. I don't hang out with, like, you know, hundreds of people. And it was definitely not me. Although, if you actually think about it and you look at me and you know me, yeah? So yeah. You know me personally. So we would say, what is he saying? What is he talking about?
Yeah.
It's like he goes in and says, hi to everyone. But in the real life, and in fact, like, I'm very... you know, focus on very, like, a small group of people that I'm hanging. So I don't have also time. You know, I can't really, you know, I'm working basically, I wouldn't say 16 hours here because it's not true, but I'm like really focused on developing the businesses, and I prefer to, you know, to focus on the people I'm really, like, attached to, on the, you know, like, really close group of friends, really, like, you know, spend time with my, I don't know, sister and then a brother-in-law, and if I even do it, because I often don't even do it, yeah, because I'm quite of a type of a loner, in a way that I'm feeling amazing when I'm lonely. I'm feeling amazing when I, you know,
when I do my
meditation, and, you know, when I do my routine. I just basically, like, recently stopped going out with a girl, and then today in the morning I did the meditation. And I was like,
wow.
I haven't done this for so long, because you know, because my routine is very bizarre. I wake up early, then I do workout, then you literally need to live with somebody for them to adopt this routine.
True.
But if you do it, like, you know, on and off, and on, like, you know, you share houses and everything, it's not gonna work. So I don't have this social problem that I feel like somebody's, like, taking from me. I'm also, like, much of a giver. Yeah, I like to invite people. Like, I don't really feel that, you know, somebody's draining my energy or my money, or, you know, we go out and I pay, and it's like that. I do it from my
side. Heart.
I do it because I like it. Yeah, I don't do it. I also probably do it more for me than for them.
Interesting.
Again, from the egocentric point of view.
So why do all this? What's the end goal here? Where this double growth, and where are you going with this? What's
hopefully,
your ultimate goal?
Well, I hopefully financially.
No, I mean in all aspects, because I think I can help you here a little bit in the answer. I'm doing all this because all what I want is have the good time with the people I love, which is my family and close friends.
It sounds like a cliche, brother.
I know, but it is the truth. There's no happy moment I would be is when I am traveling or with the close people I love. That's all. I just want to spend time with them, and that's it.
Look, I think this is the ultimate goal of life, yeah? But obviously, it's better to start, and it's nicer to spend time in nice places, in traveling in a nice way, and it's, you know, this is just nicer. And I think that what's most important, what gives you most happiness, and is the sense of freedom. And the sense of freedom is because even if you have a very successful business, sometimes you're so tied to it that you don't have this freedom. And this may be a little bit where I am. So I don't really enjoy too much freedom in my life. And probably if the end goal would be, if you ask me about, like, the end goal, it would be, like, complete freedom. Freedom of going anywhere I want, freedom of spending time with whoever I want, freedom of driving anything I want, freedom of wearing whatever I want, of not having to deal with, you know, issues of choosing one or the other, and also having time on my hand that I can use whenever I want. Because, you know, I come from a background that my family is very much entrepreneurial, and like my grandfather, he's 88 and he recently retired.
Recently
retired, and just, like,
God bless him.
Yeah, and he had, like, clubs with bowling and all that. And he's like billiards and the slot machines and all that. And he closed it, I don't know, a couple years ago. But then he was bored. So he had to, you know, do something. So he at least bought some apartments. And now, is dealing with this, you know. But also, I believe that, so I never want to retire. Because when you retire, you die. When you retire...
That's a little dramatic. But I know what you mean, spiritually.
Spiritually, yeah. Mm-hmm. Spiritually, and with your... And your head dies because you don't have faith anymore. Yeah, you don't have to... You don't need to remember anything.
I'll tell you a quick story about that. Recently, my father last year came out of retirement. He was an engineer. And I saw him dead. And he was the most miserable person I've ever seen. And just recently, he's like, fuck this retirement, I am back. And now he's back because Morocco going to organize, you know, the World Cup in 2030. And he has this great project with the company he was working for, you know, building the biggest stadium in the world, it will be. And he's
look at the
alive.
Vision. Look at the vision he has now. Look at
he
the
lost pers- 1 year in retirement.
Yeah, but look at the perspective now. Yes, he has something to look forward to. Yeah, and obviously family is great. And all, but a man is a man. You know, a man needs things. You know, going and
you gotta
a woman
things.
Also too. Yeah, but I mean, this is something that you know you need to be active mentally in order to. To not so you see, your father now has amazing like 5 years to come of thinking, of visualizing, of you know, like solving issues and that are gonna definitely come up. And this is something that I believe, you know, if you don't plan on retirement, because you know, a lot of people like every day average like employees is like 60, I want to retire. What would I do at 60? 60 is still great,